Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, it's Ganze OG just making a video about impending American racial war. Well, let's go. Yes, remember, there is no right or left. There's no black or brown or white, pink, any kind of color. It's just us versus them, the haves and the have-nots. But they're putting this division between all the people so the government doesn't end up fighting us. Yes, what this is all about. They're trying to trick us, thinking that we're stupid, that we're going to fall for it. And something tells me that they're right. We're falling for this bullshit. Oh, yes. Yes, there's a reason why public school system sucks ass. It's because they don't want you to be smart. Because if you have brains, you can't be tricked. But if you're stupid, broken, fractured, and you don't know where you're coming or going, they could do whatever the hell they want. Oh, yes. Enjoy the gaping hole they left you. And I'm not talking a bullet wound. It's in your rear end. Fun times. Yeah, check out what the fucking Lord of the Rings extra says about white fatigue. Yes, finally people starting to speak up about it. Not just me, but this dumb fuck saying it too. Well, let's see what he says.
So this person donated $1,488. $1,488. 14 represents the 14 words of white supremacy, and 88 represents the letter HH, which is what they used to say to Hitler when they gave him the Sieg Heil.
Yeah, white people, if you start saying that you're racist and all this Nazi shit, yeah, you should wear that shit as a badge of honor. Yes, this is a racist. Deal with it. You quiver and quake. I'll make you into my slave. Is that what you want? Keep on pushing me this way. So come on. Right? So 88, bitch. Eat it.
This person only donated $15, but they said, we're coming inward. The word you think it says.
Yes, that word is just black in Spanish. It's because people can't pronounce it. Everybody got a speech impediment. Can't you hear me? I fucking can't talk correctly, so... it is what it is. But people are hurt by words. Oh, no, a word! You call me a bad word! Oh! Man, grow up. Fucking hey, people are just children. Man.
This person donated $25 and said, you said what everyone else is thinking. Your bravery is inspirational. This person donated $50 and said, these animals.
Yes, right now, these people are just talking how they feel. Wait, when all this starts turning into physical action, what's going to happen, I wonder? Is there going to be a white Christmas? I hope so.
This one donated $10, white pride worldwide. This person donated $650 and wrote a fucking paragraph, sending my personal support. We're all fatigued and know that rather than changing their behavior, minorities insist on trying to police our words. So,
not this minority. I'm saying you should stand up and fight for yourself. Don't let these people try to fuck with you. Yes, they're trying to police you because they want you to be beat down and down so like that they could do whatever they want. Yes, I noticed that a lot of black people, they say, oh, racism, because they're trying to do shit. Like the star people. Oh, yes, they cry victim while they hit you. And that's what these people are doing. So don't put up with this shit. And guess what? This is coming from a minority, which technically I'm not turning into a minority. We're starting to breed. I don't know why if nobody's fucking. Oh, yeah, I don't have any kids because women are stupid. Yes, and it doesn't matter the color of their skin because a female brain is just fucking retardation. So, retardation's everywhere because we let weak people do whatever the hell they want. But hopefully these white boys don't let these people do whatever they want. Just saying.
What is everybody donating to? This right here. This is not GoFundMe. It's on a site called GiveSendGo. And if you don't recognize her, there's a video that's going around online. Go look at Tizzy Ant's page. He blew it up. Where a child took something out of her child's diaper bag at the playground, and because it was a black child,
a little black kid went into this chick's bag and started stealing shit for her kid. Yeah, what are you gonna do if you see a little goblin stealing your shit? Won't you get mad? Yeah, yes. But yeah, then there was this other dude recording. Yes, it was a darkie recording, and he likes touching children. So for all you know, he was probably sending his little sex slave to go rummage in there for content. Because that's what that guy was doing. He was getting content for, I don't know, maybe so he could spank the monkey or what other stuff. Who knows, right? The guy was a pervert, and he did get arrested for doing shit, so yeah. Fun times indeed.
He called the child the N-word, hard E-R. Another man heard her say it and recorded her, to which she said it over and over and over on video. This is what she wrote on her Give, Send, Go page. I called the kid out for what he was, because the kid, who is probably 2 years old or younger, was black and made her mad, took something from her child's diaper bag. She called it out for what he was, an N-word, hard E-R, which they all agreed with.
Yeah, you know what? This lady is right calling this kid the hard E-R, whatever. Yes, the kid was stealing shit. If it was me and that kid was going through my bag, oh, it'll be a whole lot worse. Yes, I'll be kicking that kid and sending him to orbit. That's just me. And that guy starts talking shit too about recording. Guess what? I'll make him eat that phone. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure I'll be going to prison for all kinds of shit, but who's scared of prison, right? It's just daycare for retards. But I guess I am retarded, right? Oh, shit.
Bravery. Inspirational. First Amendment rights.
Yeah, my only issue with this chick is that she looks like she is a prostitute, because people telling that she was a mud shark and she was doing this, that, and the other. And that turned out to be Photoshop, because people are trying to hurt her. Yeah, don't get me wrong. But yeah, something tells me she's a feminist. If you see her arm, it's all tatted up. So I don't think she's an angel or anything. But she is right about talking shit about that little darky stealing shit. That I do agree 100%, but yeah, I just don't like feminists, and I suspect she's a feminist. But that's just a different issue, all right? I just wanted to point it out.
How much has it raised? Oh, only $119,000. The year is 2000.
Yeah, because of all this bullshit and the white fatigue, this chick got paid. You know what? I would have used that word for free. Yes, I use that word all the time, and I say it for free. Yeah, pro boner. Yeah. You know, be funny if black people start making this as money, getting paid. Yeah, go around and telling white people, you call me the hard R for $10. Yeah. Yeah, might as well get paid for it, right? Yeah, that's what I would do. Hey, maybe I could have monetized about people calling me a wetback. Yeah, give me $10 and you could call me a wetback. Yay!
2025. This woman called a child, a fucking child, a racial slur. And white people around the country rallied around her, gave her over $100,000.
Well, hopefully you white people keep this momentum going. You don't fucking post up saying, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be a racist. Even though people are taking my shit, I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Oh, man, yeah, I'm sure people will cuck. Well, let's find out, right? Only time will see.
Donated using Nazi numerology. Made their feelings very clear. And let's be abundantly fucking clear. The white supremacists in the White House emboldened these.
Whoa. Wrong, you stupid dwarf. You saying that in the White House there's white supremacists? You're a fucking moron if you believe that. There's Zionists, you idiot. What do you think they're doing over there in the Middle East? You fool.
Oh yeah, they're white supremacists in the White House.
Yes, it's because they call it the White House doesn't mean there's white people in there that are racist or whatever that's percolating in your mind. You dumbass.
People, I need you to understand that this Give, Send, Go represents exactly where our country is right now. We've never held white supremacy accountable. White people have been screaming that racism is a thing of the past forever. And this right here shows us exactly where we are. Like watermarks on a ship, this is where we are. And it will get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, this dumbass is right. Shit's gonna get worse before it gets better. Yeah, guess what? That shallow Hendrix chick? Yeah, supposedly they're gonna try to arrest her because, well, let's watch it and you'll see.
KPBC is reaching out to law enforcement in the wake of a video going viral on social media that was reportedly recorded in Rochester, and many of our viewers have contacted us about it. There's a video circulating on multiple social media platforms that was reportedly recorded at a park in Rochester. The video shows a woman holding a small child making racist slurs in reference to another child at the playground who she claims had taken something that belongs to her child. The person recording the video alludes to the child
Yeah, do you know what's funny? That guy said that this kid has special needs. How did that dude record and know that that kid had special needs? Unless that was his little boy toy and he sent him off to go do his little rummaging. Yeah, like Oliver Twist. This shit is twisted. Oh, yeah. And it's funny, this chick might go to jail. At least she has the money now. But still, this is fucked up. Oh, yeah, and the guy that's recording this, a person, clean your house. What the fuck? Dirty ass fuck.
ATTC does not own the rights to this video, nor are we choosing to identify anyone until more information comes to light.
Yeah, you stupid bitch, you don't need none of that, because everybody knows who these people are already, so what you said was irrelevant, so shut up, bitch, and make me a sandwich.
We can now confirm Rochester police have received multiple calls about the video and are actively looking into the matter. The Rochester branch of the NAACP released...
Yeah, organizations like that and the ADL and all that other bullshit, they're just a goon squad. They're just there to silencing you. Yeah, they say racism, blah, 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 so they can shut you up. Yeah, all these people are just goons trying to fuck you up, right? Or am I wrong? Who knows?
It's a statement today about the video, saying it is outraged and deeply disturbed by the incident, saying in part, quote, we call on the City of Rochester Police Department, the City of Rochester's City Attorney's Office, and Olson County Attorney's Office to launch a full investigation and to file all appropriate charges.
That's some crazy shit. Just because you said the N-word, they want to arrest you. I guess we live in England now, right? This is so fucked up. What kind of country do we live now? Yes, it appears to me that everything's going according to plan. Yes, they're going to prop this chick up and then they're going to chop her up at the knees. Yes, sorry white people, you're going to get demoralized again. So that's how it works. You get propped up so you get knocked down. Ain't that a bitch, right? Yeah, white people, they say you guys are racist. So maybe you should be racist. Live up to their hype, right? Why not? Oh, yes. You can start having little Christmas tree ornaments hanging, you know? Why not? Right? It's fun for the whole family. It's just so obvious. Anyone that has two brain cells to rub together, you can see these people are just trying to destroy white people. It's insane. But yet nobody talks out. Well, I am. But who else is? I guess I'm the only one here, right? I don't think so, but whatever. It's not my life. I got my own bullshit to deal with. So, like, that's going to be it. I got to go do my things. Hopefully you guys are taking care of your shit, because there's people trying to get you, apparently. So, be careful. You know, protect your ass, kick ass, and fuck these people. Goodbye.